This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Indeed. Trouble hiring? Earn a $5 rebate by trading up any number. This is totally weird. This hour of Ben and Woods must be brought to you by Exergen.
What's up?
I just started reading. It's combined two different sponsors into one.
Okay, start at the top then.
You want to just me to read this one?
Yeah, let's read it. Read it as is. What's happening here?
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Indeed. Woods. Okay. Trouble hiring? Earn a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking temperature, and Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. Again, this hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Indeed. Trouble hiring?
Who's to blame here?
I don't know. Could be Paul.
Probably me.
Could be someone else.
This is the thing. We just talked about it in the open. We're exhausted.
Could be me for not pre-reading the entire copy before I started just blurting it out on the air.
The good news is it's not 6 o'clock yet, so it doesn't count.
These are like the batting practice swings.
Yes, I
for
love
Ben and Woods.
Getting to come in an hour early that doesn't count.
I heard you talking about wanting to do a 3-hour show.
Almost more than anything.
See, the problem is if we do this in the 6 o'clock hour, then we've really ruined an entire show. We can get away with this in the 5 o'clock.
Yes,
hour,
because it doesn't count,
and it's like our warm up hour. But when you
I don't
just
want
jump
a warm up
right
hour anymore.
It's
I don't
right into the show.
I'm good. I'm good on it.
All right, we will. Woodsy's going to tell us why this is a big show for Ben and Woods.
Well, we were supposed to come back with Irish music, but we didn't. So the whole show is down the crapper right now. It's just we're in the toilet. My wife's posting every snoring video of me that she can find on Twitter, all of them. She's spamming everyone's Twitter feed. So we're just off on a bad, bad foot today.
You inspired my wife to take a secret picture of me. I napped while the Padres batted in the bottom of the eighth inning because I was so tired and I needed to.
She sent me a picture.
I still had another hour plus of work and I just wasn't going to make it. So I said, okay, the Padres took the lead. They're up 3-1. Pagan just got through the order. If they rally, whatever, I can sleep through the bottom of the eighth. And then I got up in time to see the last two outs of Williams and then the top of the
All right. Night. Well, listen, my new bit is I watch about 7 innings. And then I start to fade. So I turn the television off. I put Jesse and Tony in my ears. And I lie there and I listen to the rest of the game. There we go.
There it is.
There are the Irish music.
On the way.
What a huge, huge day for the Ben and Woods program. Now, you never want to see Fernando Tatis Jr. get hurt and put on the IL. That is what we're dealing with right now. We're going to get to all that information coming up soon. Maybe not. That said, they did have to make a roster move. And that roster move was the great Brian O'Grady being called up to the bigs. I wonder if he'll get the start today and I'll miss it, which will make me die inside. If I'm not there for his first start, I did DM him. You know that. You knew I was going to.
Congratulations or?
100%.
It is a rough, it's one thing, hey, Tucapita Marcano has been sent down to the minors. Here comes Brian O'Grady versus Fernando Tatis Jr. was placed on the injured list. Here comes Brian O'Grady. If you could have picked the last way I wanted Brian O'Grady to make the 26-man roster, that's it. No doubt about it. There's no other way I wouldn't want him to come back other than a Fernando Tatis Jr. injury.
Exactly. Exactly. That being said, it's not his fault. He didn't Tanya Harding him, you know, to get his way up. He's just down there grinding, working, had a good spring, really good spring. And left-handed bat. I wonder if he's going to get a look.
Well,
he's
got to replace everything they've lost in Fernando Tatis Jr. He goes all on his shoulders. The pressure is on him.
Can you imagine
to reproduce everything that Tatis
is
was
Brian O'Grady, the face of baseball.
He's going to play short every day. Bat, you know, second or third in a lineup. Maybe lead off when they need him.
You could do a lot worse.
I'm expecting, you know, 35, 40 homers from Brian O'Grady now this season.
You could do a lot worse than Brian O'Grady as your leadoff or your two. Trust me, you could do a lot worse. We have seen a lot worse here. I'm pulling for that guy. I was thinking about it yesterday. It's not a bit. It's really not a bit. I love the guy. I love the 26th man. I really, really do. I relate to that guy, man. I'm the Brian O'Grady of radio, Ben. That's how I feel.
It was very fun to see the former 26th man, Tucapito Marcano, who's now the 25th man, get his first major league hit.
You see that little
last night?
You see that little fist pump running up the line? I mean, that's just pure exuberance. Getting that knock yesterday on a tough pitch, on a tough lefty. Guy doesn't give up hits to lefties, and Tucapito Marcano, bing. Gets a little knock, and Manny the Bitmaster. It's his favorite thing. He's the only guy that does it. It's incredible.
He loves it a little
he
too much.
He loves the bit more than anything.
Switch
out the ball. He fake throws another ball into the stands to make Tucapito Marcano think that his first big league hit is now in the stands. It was great. You love.
He even tried it with no fans in the stands last year. It's like, all right. Well, I'll just pretend like I'm throwing it somewhere.
You love to see the reaction of all the teammates, man, up on the top step, just cheering their asses off for Tucapito. So great job with that, and happy for that kid. But yeah, really happy for Brian O'Grady, man. I'm really stoked to see him, and hope he gets a lot of knocks and makes the most of his opportunity.
He joins a team that is now 4-2 on the season that'll go for another series win this afternoon against the Giants. We will get to our Padres wrap-up of last night's game right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
And the pitch from Darvish is skied out to very deep right field. Meyer's going to go back. He is looking up, and this one's going to go. A home run for Brandon Crawford. Another solo shot for the Giants, and they take a 1-0 lead here in the third. And now Hosmer to start off 2021. First pitch, curveball hit right back up the middle. Crawford dives, can't get it into center field, a base hit. Cronenworth will score. This game is tied 1-1. Here's another 3-2, swing and a miss. He gets belt again. This time, a cutter swinging. And strikeout number 7 for Yu Darvish, his new Padre high. Here comes the 0-1. That's a line drive left field down for a base hit. And Tucapito Marcano has his first hit in the big leagues.
That is awesome. Bring the lefty in to face the young kid. What does he do? Shoots him to the left for his first major league hit. And of course, Manny's going to fake throw this ball in the stands.
Tied at 1 in the 7th inning. Caratini batting left-handed. Swings at the first pitch. Hits it in the air. Deep down the right field line. Towards the pole. Gonna go! A 2-run homer for Victor Caratini. Just call him Clutch. Padres with their first lead of the night, 3-1. 1-1 curveball grounded to third. Manny's got it. Pats it in the mitt. Throws across the diamond. Plenty of time. That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
I thought he was great. I thought he was had a lot of his secondary pitches working. He threw them all. I thought he didn't have his best fastball that I've seen, but he did a good job throwing strikes with it. And like I said, I thought the secondary pitches were really sharp. He got a lot of them in play. I thought the splitty in the first inning threw some really good ones. And then in his last inning of work, that kind of came back into play and threw some sharp ones as well. And so he just mixed all his pitches well, and I just thought it was an outstanding outing for him.
Jay Stengler talking about Yu Darvish and his second start in a Padres uniform last night. 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 3 hits, just the 1 run allowed on the home run by Brandon Crawford. Did not, just like on opening day, end up picking up the victory.
But, Boy, our relief corps is in their vulturing wins like nobody's business. Pagan with two. Keone Keela gets the one last night. Keela or Kella? I hear it every different way.
I mean,
you grew up with him. You know.
It was Keone Keela.
So everyone on the broadcast is saying Kella.
I mean, maybe that's what he prefers.
If Jesse says Kella, it's Kella. That's the way I usually...
Paul went to high school with him.
Yeah, Jesse Agler trumps just about everything when it comes to
They went to the same high school.
I know.
Ben Hitchens.
You wouldn't be the first person in high school to mispronounce a classmate's name, Stevin. Paul.
Stevin. Stevin and Bean. Oh, like Kevin and Bean.
Stevin and Bean.
Stevin and Bean.
Darvish was, I thought, terrific last night.
And
it goes to show, and Tingler was talking, maybe not his best fastball. Fastball's great. He throws 97, 98, 99 sometimes, but it's the off-speed stuff that really drives you, Darvish, when he's got the good, slower stuff, the breaking stuff. That's when you, Darvish, I think, is at his most effective.
You know what? And watching him pitch, and I this is going to sound probably painfully ignorant, but when I watch him pitch, I wonder to myself, does he overthink it sometimes? Does he throw a pitch that's moving when he really doesn't have to? You know what I mean? Like, you got the 8-hole guy up there. He's not that strong. You got 97 in the bag. Just throw 97. Is he showing too much? That's what I ask. Because granted, great night. You have nothing to complain about. Phenomenal. You know, just great, as good as you can do. Three hits. I mean, it's all you ask for. But you're like, bro, because when I have seen him get in trouble over the years, it's been with stuff like that. And it's like, man, if I had 97 in the bag, I'd be throwing 97.
Maybe, although,
I'd be throwing 97 until he didn't hit 97.
Even eight hitters can hit 97 nowadays in Major League Baseball.
But see, the thing that makes him so dangerous, Benny, is the threat. Is the threat of,
for sure,
you can't sit on the 97, and he's got to know that in the back of it. I'm not going to sit here and call into question their game plan. I'm really not. I'm literally just, as a fan, curious, as somebody that played, you know, whatever. I'm curious as to the thought process of having 11 pitches. It just does. I can't wrap my head around it sometimes, and I feel, you know, it's like, man, he could really make it work with three pitches if he wanted to.
Meanwhile, Ha-Sung Kim got his first start at shortstop in place of Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, I don't think he got a hit, but he did get a hit.
Yeah, he's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run score.
Okay, and he got the walk that came in front of the Victor Caratini home run.
Yep.
So a good debut for Ha-Sung Kim, you know, filling in what is going to be a, you know, kind of a high pressure situation, having to go in for a guy that, of course, is the face of a franchise.
Maybe the face of baseball. The scary moment for Kim, though, did you guys see the throwdown from Caratini? I mean, it's a decent throw. He had to reach for it a little bit, but the timing, I think it was just Yastrzemski that slid in. And Kim just stayed in there. He stayed right there, did not give the bag at all. And they kind of collided, and he was kind of holding his wrist after, and your heart stops again, and you're like, okay, Jorge Mateo time, you know, Jake Cronenworth time, moving over to short. I don't know. We're holding our breath a lot with these guys, man. They're playing hard. It was good play. I mean, didn't get the out, but I mean, he stood right in there, dude, and took it pretty good.
I think he was also disappointed that he wasn't able to grab that and make the out. I think he feels a lot of pressure to perform. And
I don't think it's because of Fernando Tatis Jr. I think that's just the kind of player he is.
No, I agree. And I don't think it's necessarily because of the fans or he wants to justify his salary or anything. I think it's because of his teammates. He does not want
to
let
his
teammates down. And I could tell in that moment, he thought, I had a chance to grab that and hold on and make a great tag and get that guy out and help out you, Darvish, on the mound. And I wasn't able to grab it. It would have been a great play. So I think he was frustrated as well as feeling a little sting there as the collision happened at second base and the ball squibbed away a little bit there for the stolen base. Did not hurt the Padres in that situation.
Nope.
They did not give up any other runs other than that solo home run for Brandon Crawford off Yu Darvish.
Keela / Kella, Pagan, Melanson, no hits, no walks. 4 Ks between them over an inning each. That is how you draw it up. Yu Darvish for 6. Keela, Kella, Pagan, Melanson. Ben, that's the blueprint for success.
Today, Blake Snell takes the mound for the second time in the series finale. He'll go up against the Giants opening day starter in Kevin Gausman.
Hopefully four. No,
it's not hopefully anymore. You got
actually
it.
Four.
Number actually Snell four.
We'll be out there. It's a 1:10 start, so 12:10 pregame show here on 97.3 The Fan. And then the Padres will head out of San Diego for their first road trip of the season. They'll begin in Texas against the Rangers on Friday. Joe Musgrove will make his second start. And coming up this morning at 8:35, guess who is going to join Ben and Woods? It is Joe Musgrove going to be back on in the morning discussing his first start with the Padres and looking forward to this road trip. He will, of course, appear on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. All right, when we come back, we've got our Rylan report. Paulie will get to his headlines, but I also want to play at least A.J. Preller's opening statement about the Fernando Tatis Jr. injury so we can get all caught up there.
Let's dive
in. So we'll dive in. It is Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.